is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the Big Show is upon us. One of the books, still two to go of the Big Show. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel on an FYI Friday, and Michael Day-Day is our comedian of the week. 215 is the next clip you'll hear from him, a Houston guy. Barry is going to be performing with him, so we've given you all those details. Check the podcasts if you want to catch up on all of that. I'm sure we'll give you more as the show goes on. What's on your mind as we hit hour number two?
Not a lot. Just scrambling to catch up based on the morning that I had.
Okay.
Still behind. I feel like two steps behind you guys this whole show, so it's my bad.
Well, it's just
if I have
day.
A bad show, it's my fault.
Basically another day. I got to tell you guys, too, I get home last night. Lisa's not home, so I stopped to get a haircut on the way home, and then I figured nothing's going to happen at the house. And I had locked up the dogs that are problems.
Yeah.
That damn escape artist three-legged, one-eyed dog of mine, I literally thought someone broke into our house. I get to the back door, and you can see through the glass. I look down. There is the stuffing of what turns out later to be every cushion we had on the couch between the kitchen and into the living room and all over. And the big leather sofa in the living room is pushed all the way into the middle of the room up against the coffee table. And I'm going, did someone break into our house? The alarm's still on. So I'm looking around. This three-legged dog found a way to get out of a cage with two slide locks on it. The door is wide open. And he's just, he's like, when I go to the right, he's going to the left. He's going around the long way. He's trying to get to the back door and get outside because he knows his ass is mine. I just cannot believe this. And I'm looking around and I'm going, this somehow got out of his cage and decided, field day, I'm going to rip open every cushion on the couch. I'm going to find Taylor's Nikes. I'm going to chew the hell out of those.
Oh, no.
And
more shoes?
And he ate something that had remnants of pink plastic because all I found was a couple pieces of severely chewed pink plastic. I have no idea what toy he ate of hers, but I hope she doesn't miss it. I'm like, because that's not coming back. And when it does, I'm just going to be putting it in a bag.
Hey, remember when we had that argument over what's better, a dog or a cat? Suck it. I won.
No.
Like, you know what I haven't gone home to once in my life owning a cat? A destroyed couch, shoes, and toys. Now, one time,
you were going to say a wife that said yummy when you walked in naked.
One time he did get a hold of a roll of toilet paper and shred it. But that's like, okay. I mean, a bird will do that if you had a bad bird with you get the Sunday paper. So I'm not, but a whole couch, that dog would be gone. Or I would just take another leg.
It ate all the pillows.
Yeah, but still, those are, you got to.
Oh, yeah.
I would take another leg from him. I'd be like, you know what? Every time you do this, it's going to cost you another leg.
You know what Lisa's going to do then? She's going to go to one of those specialists and get one of those front wheel freaking leg replacement.
Have you seen that commercial where the lady prints 3D legs?
Yep.
Why do I laugh at that commercial?
You laugh at it. Lisa took it seriously, and she thinks as Bobo gets a little bit older that she's going to get him fitted for a wheel.
You're going to have a pirate dog. You should put a patch on him for Halloween.
I'm bring him in here and do laps.
Have a peg leg.
You know, with all the people that bet in this station, I'm going to do timetable laps.
That would be fun.
I got a minute and 10.
Do y'all have like wood floors or tile floors?
Well, both.
Both?
Yep.
All the other dogs, you hear the... You hear them, you hear...
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a walk pattern that you know who's coming into the room.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Three-legged
and look,
dog.
God bless him. He is a great dog, and he just got a really bad hand dealt to him, and we couldn't get rid of him. I mean, once we got him through the surgery and everything like that, he took to one of our dogs, and it's like they're inseparable. And we're like, look, if you put him in the wrong home, you know, someone could neglect him, not give him the attention he needs. We were like, we're just going to keep him and make sure we know he's safe and he's happy. And he is. So, yeah. But yeah, I thought, I'm sitting there going, wouldn't that be a bitch? Lisa's not home, and I'm going to be the one that comes home, and the house got broken into.
That would be funny.
Oh, my God.
That would be funny. Somebody had a question on the Twitters. Hey, Barry, do you weed eat first or mow first?
Nick.
I mow first and then weed eat because I have to do the ditches, so I got to make sure that it's all even.
I've heard if you don't mow first, she won't weed eat it.
That's not, no.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, you want to take this call? Oh,
well,
you
might. I thought you might want to stick to more gardening talk.
No,
no,
no, God.
Okay.
Not if you're going to do that.
All
you're
right.
just going to ruin it with those jokes.
Now I got to pay attention just in case you have to hit the dump button for OU Mike.
That's true. OU Mike has. This is always scarier than when there's something specific. It just says general conversation.
Especially after Chicken Bleep yesterday when he's talking crap to other shows about
us. Wait, wait. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. It says general conversation. Was that one of the generals for the South in the Civil War maybe that he wants to talk about? I don't know. What is
General Lee?
Yeah. OU Mike, what's up?
I have to believe Joel's favorite pillow also got dry hump during that, and he just didn't know about it.
Well, it's been thrown in the trash now, Mike, so you don't have to worry about it either.
That's probably true, though. That's a good call.
But I just want to touch on two things. If Brett Kavanaugh happens to be listening today, man, check out ReputationDefender.com. I'll help you out a little bit.
God, I hate you making me like you, Mike. I really hate it. Yeah. I really do. What else you got?
And now the bad part. I have to bring closure to this whole Sesame Street thing.
Oh,
Bert, Ernie, yeah.
TMZ has just released pictures of Abby Cadabby's baby, and that kid is so yellow, and they've ruled out jaundice already. It's got a big cone head like Bert. So all you fellas over at the Rainbow Coalition probably want to take old boy Alberto off your things to do list. That's all I got.
Should have stuck with the first it one and, just, and head for the
he
hills.
Never
with
knows
the win.
When to close the deal.
Should have taken the W pillow. And gone home.
You know, he was fouling off some pitches. He was down in the count. Fought back 3-2.
Battled hard, got a hit, should have just taken the W and gone home. But
swung at one out of the zone.
Decided to dabble a little bit longer. Oh, and
it was so good with the Reputation Defender. That was spot on funny and perfect.
Yep.
Got to end on a laugh, OU Mike.
Mm.
I didn't even get the whole Bert and Ernie joke. Did you guys get it at all?
I don't know who he referenced.
I mean, I get the yellow cone head, but he was like, oh boy, Alberto. I'm like, isn't this some beef jerky or something? What the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, what was... The abracadabra.
I don't know. The Rainbow Coalition, isn't that like Jesse Jackson's thing?
Sure is.
Was he meaning, was it like a double entendre meaning the LGBTQ community?
Close.
Yeah, I'll mess that all up. It's just too many letters for me. Yeah. Was it? I don't know. It was all over the map at the end. All over them. But it started off outstanding.
Yeah.
So.
Don't call it a comeback.
Nope. Somebody said, hey, Barry, I won the pizza giveaway. Do they still let you order the Barry special? I don't know. They left already, but call them and ask them. Just tell them, hey, I just won this, and I want
to
get that Barry special.
Today would be the day to do it because it's top of mind with them, and we mentioned it on the air, so maybe they'll be open to the idea because they're going to have to go to the store and get some pretty select beef.
Yeah. From the beat a dead horse department, somebody wants to know when they're going to put pressure on OB. When's enough enough? OB is just so arrogant.
Now, let me say something before you say anything. Okay. Our man Nick got a hell of an interview with Ian Eagle, who does a game of the week for the NFL for CBS. And Nick asked him about that. And he was pretty open about the fact that he thinks that it might be time for a change. So, Nick, maybe tell people where they can find the interview because it was fantastic.
I'm going to put it up on ESPN 97.5's website. It is on Audio Boom and SBNationRadio.com. That's the network side of the building.
Yep.
So I just haven't had an opportunity to put it on ESPN 97.5. This is, you know, I asked him the question, despite the recent extension, if you are a Bill O'Brien fan, you may not like the answer, but if you are a Bill O'Brien hater, you might like the answer. So tune in. I'll tweet it
check
out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Really good stuff.
Very good.
So there you go on that. I mean, yeah, we've already pretty much exhausted every angle that we possibly could, from sportsmap.com to this show.
Yeah.
Video, written.
We've already discussed it all. Is he arrogant? Yes. Is he good at coaching? Not really.
Realistically,
is he a good play caller? No.
That's what I was going to say. Realistically, with the contract situation, what it is, and the extension not even kicked in yet, the best you can hope for is that they tell him to get an offensive coordinator and someone else gets to help pick him.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, the person that asked, so they tweeted earlier about what rain percentage do you fertilize, they texted it again. So if you're not listening,
that blew it, Nick. I can't, that's a violation. No more garden talk.
Ban them.
I can't. Yeah.
Ban them all.
If you're gonna ask your lawn and garden questions and I answer them, don't text me the same question again.
To be fair, that's you gotta ban one. You gotta ban them all. They're all done. No more gardening.
I don't want
to
do
all you garden hoes. You get back to playing in the mud. You ain't gonna play with Barry no more.
Listen, you guys hate on my garden talk, but you don't understand. I'm doing something here. I come home from Dallas and I bitch about how our city is not beautiful. I'm making Houston great again, 1 yard at a time.
So you're saying Dallas is prettier than Houston?
Absolutely.
I've always said that.
But it takes you 18 months.
Get out of this town.
Yes.
It takes you 18 months just to freaking clean up your own yard. It's so damn big. So don't worry about what other community you're trying to help.
I'm making Houston beautiful 1 yard at a time. That's what I'm doing. That's my mission and my goal. Haters. Super. They're trying to keep you down, Houston. I got your back.
So you can poop on it.
What?
When you say Dallas is cleaner.
No.
Yeah, you've said that.
Don't
Nick.
Twist my words. Don't twist my words.
Didn't he say Dallas is cleaner? That. Thank you.
I did. What
he
said. I totally said that.
And he said that. You said that Dallas was your favorite city in Texas.
No, didn't say that.
Okay, we'll see. Podcastarena.com. We'll be back with more. It's the second hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I was a cheerleader when I was in high school and college. It's not a joke. It's like a real thing. I actually won a national championship for cheerleading. Here's one of my rings I won. I got like two of them. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Yeah, I love this ring a lot. I swear, this is my good luck ring. It has like magical powers. When I wear it, I always have a good set. I never failed a test when I wore it. And I swear to God, if you put it up to your ear, you can actually like still hear my dad calling me a f***. It's crazy how that works. Just kidding. Oh, man. I was on Facebook, and I was, like, looking at all the pictures of me cheerleading. I was like, dude, I had so much fun doing all that. And then I just, like, deleted all those pictures. Not because I'm ashamed. It's just that, like, I don't want to get shot by a cop, and, like, that's the picture CNN goes with. I'm like, Dad, I can't defend myself. So I keep a picture of me and my durag just in case. Just in case they catch me slipping out here. My uncle doesn't like that joke. He doesn't like that joke at all. He's like, I work in law enforcement. That's fucked up. You know, it's not funny. I'm scared every day I put on my badge and go to work. Someone's going to hurt me just for the job I have. You know, I'm like, dude, you're a security guard at a mall. It's very different.
Michael Day-Day is our comedian of the day on an FDF Friday.
See what I did? Of the day-day? Yeah. All right. I'll see myself out. Don't. Shut your mouth. Nah, funny dude.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah, @Mick_Nasty with a K on Twitter. MC_K_Nasty. He's also one half of the folks that put on the 12,000 Degrees bi-monthly rap roast battle over at the Secret Group. And it's a badass show. The first time they did it was the first one I went to. The only one I went to. And man, it's a great idea, great format. They do it a little different than what you see on Comedy Central, but it actually makes it more fun. Because there's music. Like, I'm going, you know, I'm gonna be dusting off the old boom boom microphone and rapping tonight. So it's gonna be fun. But yeah, Michael Day-Day, great dude, funny guy. Mick_Nasty on Twitter, 12,000 degrees. Check
it out.
Is
that what you call your junk? The boom boom microphone?
No. Oh. That's not not at all. Cody Stoops joins us at 2:30.
Oh yeah. And a special guest from our good friend Josh Pesikoff at
I have so many questions for Josh. So many questions.
Yeah, you do. Because about a week or so ago, you were all fired up.
Pink notice in the mail about my light bill. What?
Nothing like getting a pink slip by mail.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's terrible.
You're going to fire me from being a customer?
Seriously.
Hmm.
Before we get to that, Ryan wants to talk about your show last night.
Oh, this should be fun.
Ryan, what's up?
Hey, sorry about that. I'm pulling over now. I work at UPS, Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. What's up, man?
I work at UPS, and I listen every day, but I never interact or I never call in. So I took my roommate to your show last night, and I just wanted to say you and Grady had me dying laughing. That your Mattress Mac and Joel Osteen joke was definitely top of the line. I just
appreciate
wanted to
that,
say,
man.
You know, y'all do a good job, and definitely a lot more funny when you get to hear the cuss words.
Yeah, it is difficult to censor myself. No, I'm not clean. Not at all. Man. Ryan, I appreciate you showing up, man. Thanks for
good
coming
stuff,
out.
Ryan. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the
thanks
kind
for
words.
My man.
Appreciate it, man. He came up and said hi after the show.
Oh, good.
He's like, dude, I listen every day. I work for UPS, so I can't always interact and stuff, which, why not? You can't text and drive a UPS truck? What's up with that?
I mean, yeah,
is that against the rules at UPS?
You can jump on and jump in, so might as well let us know that you're listening.
Yeah, but I do appreciate him coming out, and thank you for the kind words.
And Ryan, you know what Brown can do for us today? Make sure everybody else at UPS has the station programmed in the truck.
That's right. That's right.
There we go. It's just progress.
Gene the Never Dude on Twitter said, Barry, I truly enjoy the lawn talk.
Well, then you're an idiot.
Real men take pride in making sure their yard looks good. You need a weekly, hour-long segment.
I could not agree more. That's why I pay someone to do it.
Talking lawn care. God. Just saying, guys. You can hate all you want, but you know what? The only thing that matters is not what you think, Joel, and not what you think, Nick. It's what the people think. And the people demand lawn talk. So,
haven't met one person who demanded that. Not heard, nope. Not seen one text, tweet.
I'm
go to
just,
grass
just,
map.
No
grass
one's demanding
map,
it.
Grassmaphouston.com.
That was the sports
we got
map.
Culture grass map, sports map, and now grassmap.com where
yard
you can
map.
Find all of your lawn and gardening questions answered by Barry.
For all your lawn care needs.
Yep. Grassmap.
Yeah. I dig
dot
it.
.com.
I dig it.
Idiot.
Garden Talk should be a daily segment. That was from Philpot.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
On
you guys.
Who? David Philpot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he can shut up. All right.
Seriously.
All right, Philpot. Nobody asked you,
Potter,
sir.
I was a big fan. I'm going to start changing my opinion.
Yeah.
Man, you see what I'm surrounded with, David Philpot? I'm surrounded by a couple of haters, a couple of guys that can't stand to see me shine. You know, it's that crabs in the bucket mentality. You kind of go through this in comedy where just when you start pulling yourself out of the bucket and rising above it, all the other crabs in the bucket just pull you back down. You guys are crabs. Bunch of crabs. Let my lawn care just go. Let it shine.
We're happier being crabs in the water than the crabs that you got. So
let it shine. Amazon Bees Brothers.
That's what you did. You let it shine.
I demand lawn help. Thank you guys. I appreciate the support 1,000%.
I demand that you get your own website, and then you can do it by yourself.
You can look at the text. What is this text right here? 7802. We demand lawn talk. Thank you, people. Thank you.
Grassmap.com.
No, I'm not writing no damn.
That
no
would
more
be a massive failure anyway. Why
that?
Would you want to promote that or even have that?
I'll tell you this. I'm not writing any more articles.
Why don't you do the analytics on the balance between water and fertilizer?
Are you ready for a Rockets question, fellas?
Sure.
They're right around the corner, aren't they?
They're in training camp.
When does Tuesday night the preseason start? Tuesday?
Yeah, against Memphis in, I believe, either Arkansas or Alabama. And then it's
you're
like,
such a dork that you know that, and I know you're going to watch
it. I have a lot
it.
Of friends that work there.
You don't have any friends.
Yeah, okay.
I just stopped at friends. Hey, it says, well, what are y'all's thoughts on reports that Eric Gordon most likely is not re-signing with the Rockets? Maybe we should trade him and get something out of him instead of letting him walk.
Well, funny you should say that, because Mark Berman was reporting last night that the Rockets are very intense about trying to acquire Jimmy Butler from the Timberwolves, and one of the pieces that they are supposedly dangling is Eric Gordon for that very reason. Eric Gordon feels like he's underpaid. Eric Gordon wants the minutes that he got last year and more. Instead, he's going to be sharing minutes in some way, shape, or form at some point with Carmelo Anthony. He's not going to get as many shots because of Carmelo Anthony. And he's a guy that would be a centerpiece of what Thibodeau's looking in return. A veteran guy, can still get it done, effective, can play multiple positions. Now, when you look at what Minnesota was rumored to be asking for on top of a veteran player is young talent, draft picks, other considerations. I don't know that the Rockets have any of that, but I do know that Eric Gordon, and I threw this out earlier when we first started talking about this, if you put together a package, now I heard Minnesota wants P.J. Tucker, to me that's a deal breaker. If you want P.J. Tucker,
yes, I'm with you.
That's not possible.
They have no other defensive help besides him and Capella.
Right.
You can't afford to lose either one of those guys.
Right. I just completely think that that's where it stops in any discussions. But if you can avoid giving up your core group, and you can give up Eric Gordon and some younger pieces and a draft pick and some things like that, fine.
Yeah.
So
it's funny, driving in too, I was listening to Palillo, and the same kind of question came up about Clowney. And it's one of those things where sports doesn't operate in a vacuum. If people know Eric Gordon is disgruntled, you're not going to get what he's worth because teams know you're trying to get rid of him. It's the same reason when people are like, trade Clowney and get 19 first-round picks. He's not that good. Well, guess what? If you know he's not that good,
so does the
rest
of the league.
Every other team in the NFL knows he's not that good and is underperforming. Why would they give you 55 first-round picks? If everyone in the NBA knows Eric Gordon doesn't want to be a Rocket, why would they give you anything of value or substance to begin with?
I use this term, Barry, only because it's the term that's used, but they got tape on everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, you can't hide from what you put on tape every week.
Yep.
So you're right. There are no secrets in any league when you get to stuff like that.
Yep.
All right, Cody Stute's going to join us next. Talk a little about those Houston Texans. Talk a little maybe possibly college football, and then we're going to move on from there to start the second half of the show and get into Josh Pestikoff in the second segment of this half hour. So don't go anywhere. It's much more as the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. She got a lot of fame. I said with the wrong name. I'm
following the footsteps from the hood to the music game. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to Garden Talk. No, I'm sorry. That would be a show that has been banned and canceled. About. Welcome back to the second half of the show. Nick, take it. Thank you very much. 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects opening up the second half with our good friend Cody Stutes. Before we get to that, hey, we got something for you. We like to give back to those suspects that keep us all happily employed. And therefore, it's a chance for you to win one heck of a good prize. NBA 2K19 Xbox One game. How about that? Finally out. Best NBA video game of all time. Celebrating 20 years of redefining what sports gaming can be. From the graphics to the groundbreaking game modes, just a lot of good fun to be had. You can run the neighborhood while you enjoy the new NBA 2K19 soundtrack, which Barry has on loop in the truck. A lot of great selections of current hip-hop and pop artists as well. Simply put, great game, deepest, most authentic simulated sports game available, and now you can win a copy right now. We're going to take caller number... Cody, you want to make caller number 6 or caller number 10? Let's add them. Caller 16 right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Caller 16, you win a copy of NBA 2K19 Xbox One.
You did that man dirty with that. That was.
I guess 79 would have been too high, huh?
Yeah. Caller number 610. You did him dirty.
I added. Just did simple math.
That was 16. Cold-blooded three.
All right, Mr. Stutes. It's been kicked around quite a while, but put it to bed as we try to. OB's not going anywhere, is he?
Stop calling radio shows. Stop tweeting people who are on the radio.
Yes.
Stop telling your friends at work.
Preach.
Bill O'Brien's not getting fired. Bill O'Brien is not getting fired. And... he's not hiring an offensive coordinator either.
Now, why? That bothers me. Why?
So here's why he's not doing it. Because 2 years ago, he had George Godsey as the OC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Godsey got promoted to OC, okay?
Right.
He was the OC. They were sharing.
He was the janitor before that, right?
Probably.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Tallboy Barry.
So Godsey was the OC, and they promote him from QB coach to OC. He calls the plays. He's bad at it because Brock's bad at football.
Yeah.
Okay? Because Brock Osweiler's bad at football. Bill O'Brien takes it back. Godsey's bye-bye. Sean Ryan comes in, Ryan is the quarterback's coach, okay, in title. He's the quarterback's coach. A lot of people thought he'd get promoted to offensive coordinator this year. He didn't. Bill O'Brien calls the plays. He just got play calling duty back last year. He's not giving up play calling duty. He's not turning it over to Sean Ryan. This is Bill O'Brien's baby. He's going to sink with it. Now, if you want someone to get fired, someone will get fired if this thing goes in the dumper.
Yeah, and it'll probably be the wrong guy. It'll be Romeo Crennel.
It'll be Romeo Crennel.
The wrong guy.
Romeo Crennel's fired if this thing goes in the dumper.
Sure.
Unfortunately, like, look, the defense has actually played pretty well in the second half of games.
Yep.
They just had that one back-breaking touchdown that they gave up because the offense couldn't do squat in the first half of any of these games. Okay? They've given up one second-half touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's good. Like, you should be able to win football games like that. But Romeo is going to be the scapegoat here because they've got Chuck Pagano's brother on staff, and they'll just promote him to defensive coordinator if Romeo gets fired. Now, can they pull this thing out of the dumper? They can, and they can save a lot of dudes' jobs around there because you got the Colts this week. Andrew Luck's arm is shot. It's broken. No one wants to talk about it in Indianapolis, but everybody sees it.
He can't throw deep.
He can't. His average, his air yards, which is like an advanced stat to tell you how far he's throwing the ball, it's the lowest in football. It's like
his average completion is 5.1 yards or something like that.
It's like half what it used to be. The only person who throws the ball a shorter distance than him this year so far is Marcus Mariota, who has a hurt wrist trying to throw the football. Like, Luck's arm shot. They're missing their offensive tackles, which that did a lot against Tennessee, so who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. You got Indianapolis this week. Dallas is a beatable team next week. And then you got Buffalo. You could right the ship here, or this thing could really go in the dumper. I mean, it's already in a really bad situation.
I was going to say,
but this thing's going to get a lot worse if for somehow you can't go to Indianapolis and beat these guys.
They're 0-3. Are you not prepared yet to say that it's done? They're not making the playoffs?
Oh, no. I'm definitely there.
Okay.
Five teams in the history of the NFL started 0-3 and made the playoffs. The last time it was 1998. It was the Buffalo Bills. I think one of those teams actually won their division. None of them played for a conference championship. So at this point, you look at it as, okay, if you get to the playoffs, that's a huge bonus. Everybody did a really good job. But you're looking at this year as a year where you've got to see some stuff from some of these guys who you think are key players that you can build on and you want to spin forward. That's guys like Tyrann Mathieu's on a one-year deal. It's guys like Jadeveon Clowney's going to want a new contract at the end of the year. That's every single one of these offensive linemen because none of these guys should be
garbage,
safe, including Nick Martin, who's been one of the biggest problems with this offensive line that people aren't talking about. And everybody is in a prove-it thing, but you've got to put some wins on the board or you'll have a bunch of guys playing for themselves, making business decisions for themselves, and it'll look real bad on everybody. And then you're talking about Bill O'Brien coming in the next year with a whole new coaching staff because they made him fire everybody.
And then he's got built-in alibis because it's going to be get the new guys involved.
Exactly.
We got to kind of get on the same page. And here's my question for you. Why is the defense so bad? Right, I understand they're playing better in the second half of games, but where are the guys that we are looking for results from? Where is McKinney? We know Clowney, and he wants Donald type money, Khalil Mack type money. The only thing he has in common with those guys is he's in the same draft class. Other than that, nothing in my mind says that they should do anything but consider trading him before it's too late. But overall, we got guys like Whitney Merciless, guys that we counted on for big plays and a lot of results. They're just not getting it done across the board.
So this is where I actually have some blame for Romeo. Because the adjustments at halftime and the simplicity in the second half has led to success. They've been getting too cute on a lot of this stuff. Teams are going to throw the ball quick against them. Which, by the way, you'll see it again this week. Because Andrew Luck can't throw the ball very far, so he's got to get rid of it quick. And his offensive line stinks. It's arguably as bad as the Texans' offensive line. So you're going to see it again. They get rid of the ball quick, and it's almost like the Texans just forgot that teams do that to them. You see these big cushions that the corners give them. Jonathan Joseph is, you know, 8 to 9 yards off of a guy, and I'm just like, look, I know you're old, and I know you're not going to play catch-up on this guy if he blows by you, but at least get up there and try to give him some business, slow some things down. I don't know what they're going to do at the third corner spot. Sharice Wright's questionable. Kayvon Webster's questionable. They don't play Johnson Batamosi in that spot. And Aaron Colvin looked bad when you played him on the outside. So Colvin's got to stick on the inside. I don't know what they're going to do at the other corner spot. But I do blame Romeo a little bit. They're screwing around Whitney Merciless, move him around too much, drop him in coverage too much. Okay? And I just don't think that they're trusting that they can blitz guys effectively on this quick passing stuff. So they're just letting Reader and Watt and those other defensive linemen just to four-man and go, and they're not getting pressure that way. Romeo's got to dial something up and get something going and put some heat on these guys and make them make some mistakes when they're making those quick passes.
Do you think that, I mean, is it also, are we maybe putting too much blame on Romeo Crennel because just about everyone on that defense, and for that matter on offense, is underperforming? This team, as players, no one is performing. I mean, you get that the offensive line sucked. No, they're playing like we expected. Bad.
Right.
But you've got guys. I mean, Whitney Mercilus has been a no-show all year. Jadeveon Clowney has been a no-show all year. Other than maybe J.J. Watt finally showing up in the third game of the season, which a lot of good debt did. Him with Kareem Jackson and Tyrann Mathieu, nobody else is really playing all that well defensively on this team.
A lot of times when defense is bad and you know they have a lot of talent, you can point to the offense, but you look at some of these offensive possessions, like they've had turnovers in the red area or that stupid green area thing, but they were in Giants territory last week and they had turnovers in Giants territory. They failed in the red zone and it's led to field goals. Like, it's not like the offense has been inept and they're putting the defense in like terrible situations where it's like, oh, interception at their own 40 and the defense has to hold on a short field. Like, they've had some good situations that they've failed, and I don't want to hear any of this crap about knocking the rust off, because a lot of knocking the rust, did Khalil Mack have to knock the rust off? That dude's a baller. Okay, did Aaron Donald have to knock the rust off? That dude's a baller. There's a lot of guys that don't play a lot in the preseason that are playing just fine. So Clowney with his, well, I'd have been ready if I'd played more in the preseason. Dude, if you played more in the preseason, you might not be playing week three because you'd be hurt. Like, I don't understand.
That's a great point.
You know, Whitney Mercilus got a legit gripe. That dude dealt with a hamstring injury all preseason and didn't get any work in. Like, you got some work in. I'm not going to listen to this excuse like, oh, knock the rust off. Well, you know what? You're 3 weeks in the season. Rust is knocked off. Go out there and get a damn win.
What changes, Cody? They win, they lose, and why?
They're going to win because Andrew Luck's arm is broken.
They're going to go on the road
to Indianapolis
in a place where they don't win much.
They're not losing the 15th and 17th tries.
Now, you already owe us lunch once. You double
from
or
the
nothing?
Titans debacle.
You going to double or nothing that?
Sure.
Okay.
Double or nothing.
Pick 'em straight up?
No. We'll even go against the spread. Colts are favored by one. I'll give you the point.
All right.
Double or nothing.
I'll do it.
Tie or win. Let's go.
There you go. Cody Stoops. Check him out on sportsmap.com as well. Doing great stuff. Talking about a lot of things on SportsMap, including, most importantly, your favorite sport, which is football. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Josh Pesikoff is going to join us. He is a friend of the show, and he is a guy that has everything that you need to know about bringing energy. He's going to bring the energy right now to the Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere, right here on ESPN 97.5.
But first, I want to tell you guys about a great new gym in town, Vortex. Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. Now, hang with me here. I know that's a lot of words, but check it out. They have rumble classes and ride classes. That's easy to remember. The rumble classes, that's the boxing classes. This boxing gym that they have, it's a huge room with a ton of these heavy bags. And they're all in a circle. And what I love about it is sometimes that can be embarrassing when you're going to learn how to box for the first time and get in shape. Maybe you're not looking your best. You're not feeling your best. You don't want other people looking at you. They dim the lights. They pump up the music. They get them. You get on your heavy bag. And that's what you focus on. Nobody's looking at anybody else. Nobody's judging. Everybody's there to get better, get in shape. And that's exactly what you do. The spin class, it's really a great room as well, man. That spin class, Vortex has one of the only spin studios in Houston with three rows of bikes. That is a ton of bikes. 48 bikes, to be exact. The place is really nice. All the workouts are 45 minutes long, so it's a great full-body workout. You can burn up to 500 calories, I think one of the instructors was telling me, which is crazy good. I don't get that when I go on a couple-mile run. And that takes me longer than the 45 minutes, man. And so, like I said, luxurious. The locker rooms are really nice, but it's not expensive. $25 classes for spin or rumble, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for a week. And if you want to get on that unlimited rumble or ride membership, $195 a month, and you can go rumble as much as you want to. Some of those boxing classes taught by Olympic boxer Charles Blackwell. So you're learning how to box from a guy that's done it at the Olympics. And look, I'll be honest with you. When I was there, and my plan is, you guys can meet up with me if you want. I'm going to start doing this Tuesdays and Thursdays after work. So if you want to come out to Vortex and work out with me, I'll be there. I plan on boxing on Tuesday and riding on Thursdays. Meet me out there. Let's have some fun. Let's get in shape. But the scenery is really nice. I'll just say the ratio when I was there, 4-1. If you check out their Instagram, check out some of their followers. Yeah, I mean, it's models. It's stuff like that. You know, it's whatever. No big deal. Listen, you don't need equipment to get started. They've got it all for you, and it's easy to get to. 1707 West Gray. For more information about the classes and everything else, go to VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Friday. And F is for friend of the show, Josh Pesikoff, stopping by from Infuse Energy. Definitely a friend of the show. I've been with Infuse for a long time, and I've been telling you guys about all the money that they have saved me and how great the people are to work with over there. Nick recently joined the club. Nick has signed up and on board. Now, Josh, which one of these things just doesn't belong then? Because Nick's on board, and right. I'm on board. And
I'm on board.
You're on board. So
that's pretty much everyone, right?
And Barry's had issues. Barry.
Look, I'm not proud to admit that I'm trapped in a contract with a company that sent me a pink slip on day two. So I was like everybody
gets
paid.
Day two after your bill was due.
Yeah, my bill was due on the 11th, and I paid it on the 13th. And on the 13th, there was a pink slip. No, on the 14th, there was a notice of disconnect. I was like, boy, that's brutal. And it wasn't even cheap. That's the thing. If it was cheap, I'd be like, okay, I get it. It's not a lot of money. But, yeah, I'll be the first to admit, I've screwed up, all right? Yeah, I screwed it up.
Yeah, we generally don't encourage people to break their contracts unless the price is really compelling. If you're under contract, hey, we get it. I mean, that's
so you're waiting for them is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be calling.
Patient. We're patient.
I'll be calling. I was using this company that goes out and shops for your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not happy right now.
Okay.
So I may have to give you a call.
That sounds like a plan.
I got to find out when I'm done.
And seriously, I mean, and you know, and we've known each other for quite a while now. And the thing is it's that it's not about gimmicks and things like that. It's about the fact that you're here. And you're not you don't use the automated systems, but your people, because I've been to your shop and I've seen the people do their work. You want to build a relationship, and the best way to do that is one-on-one communication. And your people do an outstanding job of just listening as much as they talk.
Yeah, I think we have the best customer care staff in the business. And I'm sure other people say that too, but I really do believe that. They work so hard. These people are amazing. And we try to do the right thing every time. And sometimes we make mistakes and we make it right. But we try as best we can, but they are hard working folks.
No, they really are. And you guys do a lot of great things. And one of the things I love is I get an email every week that tells me what my bill was, where it was spent, what hours of the day you spent the most energy. It's fantastic. You also do things like jokes on the bills, like just to keep people kind of lighthearted. I got a comedian over here that probably can work out a deal if you want him to write some of these jokes going forward.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah. You know? Well, we might, if he's looking for extra work, maybe.
See? Yes.
Swing by.
Yeah, I got to pay for this expensive-ass light bill I got. I got to do something.
Nick, on the urinal bill and bulletin board, you're going to have the Infuse Energy right there.
I'm down.
So you're a Houstonian. You're a guy that loves Houston sports. You're wearing your Astros shirt today.
Yes.
So we'll start there real quick. You're looking at this team. You confident this team's going back?
I think they have as good a chance as anyone.
You're not?
Well, so about 10 months ago, I was here, and I said that I thought last year Cleveland had the most complete team. It was after the Astros won because they finished 1 or 2 in pitching and hitting. And this year, man, Cleveland, I think Cleveland and Boston are fantastic. And it's clearly the AL that I think is the cream of the crop. And I think between Boston, Houston, and Cleveland, I think any of those three could do it.
That was a great answer if you're a politician.
Well, let me say this.
Who's your AL champion?
So I'll go with the Astros.
Okay.
And now, I will say that the reason I gave the answer I gave is that I'm a very, very long-time Houston fan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heartbreak. A lot of great teams.
Same way.
A lot of great teams that couldn't pull it out. Now, they did it last year, and you know, my son cried. I mean, it was incredible. You still have a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder from Houston sports. So for me to just go, yeah, the Astros are going to win it. Do I think that it's a fantastic team? Absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because last year it was really the hitting that drove us into that World Series. And the pitching was pretty darn good. And mm-hmm. this year the pitching is just phenomenal. And the hitting has been, you know, there's been a lot of injuries in Correa and Altuve's batting average is down. They're still great. There's no doubt they're great.
I've picked the Astros throughout. But I'll tell you this, I think the winner of this series is the one that's going to the World Series and probably winning it all, because I'm with you. I think that Cleveland adding Donaldson is one extra bat.
Absolutely.
And then Barry and I were talking about this the other day. I think that's the only pitching staff in baseball that can come close to what the Astros put out there.
And they say in the playoffs that pitching is what drives it. So, you know, I think Cleveland is a phenomenal team, and I think it's going to be a tough five-game series.
We got a text message for you, Josh.
Okay.
Ask Josh if his company is going to expand to Beaumont.
We do cover all center point areas. So
this is Entergy. It says we only have Entergy.
Great question. So about 2/3 of the state is deregulated. About 1/3 is not. So when Texas deregulated in 2002, they said to everybody, all the jurisdictions, do you want to or do you not? There are some jurisdictions that chose not to. City of Austin, San Antonio, those are both regulated. And Entergy has a footprint in Texas. It's like half the Woodlands and part of Beaumont. If you're in Entergy, there is nothing you can do. You can write a letter to your congressman, but that means that you're paying whatever Entergy is charging you. For better or worse. Well, it is. I mean, it's like HLNP used to be in Houston, right? Man. Which is, you know, look, I'm not saying it's bad or good in terms of price. I don't know. But you don't have retail choice. And that has nothing to, and that's not, you know, Infuse Energy. That's just the market, right?
Yeah.
That's the jurisdiction you're in chose to stay with Entergy.
I think a lot of people, if they haven't switched, because I was one of those guys that I had no idea what it entailed. Because, man, when we don't know this business like you know this business. You obviously are good at what you do. And as consumers, we're just like, well, I don't want to switch this. What if my lights go out and I'm not going to be able? Well, not even that, but I think a lot of us that don't know any better wonder about the service. And a lot of people don't realize it's the same power coming down the line.
My wife said, well, it's not. We need to go with a big name. You got to stick with a big name because that's who you can trust. And, and you talk me through it.
Yeah, exactly. So in the back in days of yore, it was one big company. And, you know, NRG got the initial Houston customers back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people still think that they have a tie to CenterPoint Energy that they do not. So people think, oh, I have to be with NRG or Reliant because CenterPoint's going to come faster if my power goes down. CenterPoint doesn't care.
Yeah.
CenterPoint has, you know, 3+ million meters. And if the power goes out, they're sending a truck. So whether you're with us or any of our competitors, CenterPoint Energy is going to fix that line no matter what.
So it's the same power.
It's just
better customer service, better rates.
You got it.
There you go.
InfuseEnergy.com, or like I tell you all the time, call 844-INFUSE2 because I'm telling you, they're going to take care of you. They've taken care of me ever since I made the switch, and I just regret one thing, and that is not making the switch sooner. My friend, thank you for being here. Keep cheering on those teams, and we'll have you on back real soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're trying. So with that being said, Sports Mappers are going to be joining us in just a minute. So that means hour number three is on the way. That means one more clip from Michael Day-Day.
3:15.
At 3:15, and Barry will give you a little bit more backstory one more time on him. If you missed anything on the show, go back and hit the podcast. Make sure that you also download the app. Therefore, you don't have to worry about signal or anything else. You can take us anywhere you go.
Real quick, before we let you go, Josh, White Magic, loyal listener to the show, wanted to know, are you guys on the Power to Choose? Is that a...
We are on Power to Choose. I would say if you go straight to our website, you'll see other options like free weekends or free nights and stuff like that.
There you go.
InfuseEnergy.com. Infuse energy into your life. We'll be back with hour number three coming up in just a minute right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.